Welcome to the Bible study program called Shiar Jashub, coming from Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut, and featuring the teaching ministry of Pastor Greg Scalzo. Hi, I'm Patty Scalzo, and today we will continue a message in my husband's series on the Book of Romans. When we left off, Pastor was in chapter 1 and verse 17, where Paul writes concerning the gospel, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." In discussing the Greek word for righteousness, Pastor Greg skipped ahead to Romans chapter 3, verses 25 and 26, and we will pick up the sermon there, going back a minute for context.
He has passed over in forbearance the sins that were previously committed. But God is not indifferent to sin. He does not regard sin lightly. He's not indifferent to that which is wrong, to that which is not right, to that which is unjust. And the quality of his holiness, his righteousness, is demonstrated, expressed in the cross, in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the only righteous, just one. And you have, it's all part of God's righteousness. You have his forbearance, his mercy. You have the penalty being paid that what was wrong has to be set right, that there has to be a just, equitable price paid for all the sin. So you have the penalty paid, justice being done, and you have his own holiness and righteousness being displayed. And what Jesus accomplishes, only he can do it. So you have him being both the just God who judges sin and the justifier, the one that pays the penalty for sin, because he's the only righteous, just one. And you put that all together and you have the righteousness of God. God's kind of righteousness. A righteousness of God is revealed in it, in the gospel. And we'll talk more about verses 25 and 26 of chapter 3 when we get there. As I said, in both of those verses, the same word for righteousness in the Greek is used as we have here in 1:17. A God kind of righteousness, one that each of us must have, and one that cannot be obtained. We cannot obtain in any other way except from faith to faith. Archibald Thomas Robinson writes, "Here Paul claims that in the gospel taught by Jesus and by himself, there is revealed a God kind of righteousness with two ideas, the righteousness that God has and the righteousness that he then bestows upon us." So the NIV, when it says the righteousness from God, is not really wrong, right? Technically, in the Greek tense, it's the righteousness of God, but you're speaking about the righteousness that only God has, God's kind of righteousness, and then he then bestows upon those that believe in Jesus Christ. We'll see as we study the book of Romans that what Paul means by righteousness means both justification and sanctification. Both are included in righteousness, the justification and sanctification. Justification, where the moment we accept Jesus Christ, we're declared just, we're declared right. We have entrance into the throne room of God. We become a child of God. And we're declared to be right because of what Jesus did. Justification. And then the result of what comes after justification, sanctification. Righteousness that follows the change from faith to faith. righteousness that we then do because Jesus Christ comes and lives inside of us, we begin to do what is right. We begin to do what is just and equitable. So it means both the justification, the entrance into righteousness, and the sanctification, being changed into Jesus' image to become righteous, to do that which is right. You know, many people fool themselves into thinking they're right, that they have right standing. I'm right in what I believe. And the Pharisees thought they were righteous by all they had studied and learned. On the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus introduced really a higher standard of righteousness. If you study the Sermon on the Mount, if you read about the kingdom of heaven, it's a higher standard than the Pharisees who thought they were so righteous had. He introduces a God kind of righteousness. He says in Matthew 5:20, "For I say to you that unless your righteousness," same word, "exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." Because you need a righteousness that can only come from God. You need a God kind of righteousness that only happens in it, in the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you accept him, God places you in that position. He sees you as righteous, and then you allow him to change you and make you right. From faith to faith, the beginning and the process from faith to faith. The just shall live by faith. Unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus uses that word, same word we've been studying in Romans 1:17. He uses the word righteousness to describe whatever is right, or whatever is just in itself. Whatever conforms to the revealed will of God is right and just. He says in Matthew 5, verse 6, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." What God says is right and just, to hunger and thirst for it. Now, as you hunger and thirst for it, you come to the understanding, wait a second, something's wrong, I can't attain it, right? And you understand the only righteous one, and you receive the gift of salvation that only he can give to us. And so we're declared righteous because we receive the righteous man. We desire righteousness, and he is the only way. We receive him. And so from the very beginning, by faith, God declares us righteous, even when we were still sinners. And then by sanctification, glorification, he changes us to do what is right. And Jesus uses the word righteousness to describe doing that which is right or just. And you read the Sermon on the Mount, and you have a pretty good image of what the Lord thinks is right and just and equitable. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed." Is revealed, that word there, apokalupto. Apokalupto, it should sound familiar to you. Apokalupto, it means literally to uncover, to take off the cover. Now you can see what's underneath because you take off the cover. And so it means to reveal, to disclose. And a related word to that is revelation, which we get the word, sometimes you'll see the book of Revelation spoken about as the apocalypse, right? That comes from the Greek word, a connected Greek word to this, apokalupto, to reveal, the revelation, apocalypse. And it is a revelation from God. This gospel of Christ and the righteousness of God in it is revealed. It's a revelation, this God kind of righteousness. Man apart from God can never even conceive of it, let alone attain it. It's only uncovered by the supernatural work of God. He reveals it. We have a revelation. The Holy Spirit opens our eyes, our ears. He softens our hearts, and we see the righteousness of God. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Now, you remember up in verse 16, right? For everyone who believes, we talked about it at the beginning of the sermon, pistuo, to believe, right? For everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, or some of your translations will say, from faith onto faith. And that word there for faith is connected to the word pistuo, to believe. Matter of fact, pistuo comes from it. The word for faith, the primary word, pistis, faith. Faith firm, persuasion. Faith assurance. Faith belief. Faith a conviction from hearing, based upon hearing. A conviction respecting God and His Word and the believer's relationship to Him. We talked about what real faith was last time. Pistis. From faith to faith. Not just one time. Not just one moment. Obviously, that moment when we accept Jesus Christ is very special. Right? The angels are rejoicing in heaven when we accept the Son of God. But it's not just one moment. The righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, from beginning to end. A starting point when we enter God's righteousness, justification, and throughout our walk as we open our lives and let God make us righteous. And that speaks about what? A relationship. A relationship with God based on faith, based on who He is. To let His righteousness, the righteousness of God, come in. Believing on Him, trusting in Him, counting on Him, yielding to Him, as it is written, the just, the righteous, shall live by faith. That word there for just is the same word we studied before where you get righteousness from. Righteous, dikaios, the righteous one, the just one, righteous, just. The just one, the righteous one, shall what? Live. We live, we breathe, we move. If you're a believer, the only way you can live is by faith. It's not just one moment in time. Your entire walk as a believer, we live in this world by faith.
On our church website at shiarjashub.org, you will find a library of Bible study radio programs, information about our church, and links to the audio podcasts on Apple and Amazon Music. We live stream the sermon portion of our Sunday morning service at 10:30 on both YouTube and X.com. The videos then remain up on YouTube and X, as well as posted on Rumble.com and the church website for 24/7 access. You can find all this information on shiarjashub.org, and you can check Isaiah 7, verse 3 for the spelling.